practices can be done to increase your capacity to receive, be aware of, pay attention to, feel, understand, have conveyed to you, and follow, be able to follow that guiding spirit, the teaching. There are many things that can be done at many different times, and any given person is more receptive at some times or in some situations than in others. The key is to continue focusing on the guidance and inspiration and keep bringing yourself back to that, quieting the mind, tuning the breath and heart to that one guiding spirit, feeling it, sensing it, and then trying it, testing it out. By trial, by error, you'll get that feeling, that knowing upon which you can rely and what it is that gets in the way. You'll be able to discern, if you pay close attention, when you're thinking, what your attitudes are, where your desires lie. The whole process of attuning your heart and breath and being toward following the guiding spirit is one of placing yourself toward the real, toward that truth. And then by testing it out, you'll get to know that you move from faith to actual knowing. You'll get to see what actually works and what doesn't work and when it doesn't work. And if you are rigorous in your evaluation, you will likely find where you are getting in the way, which is causing things to break down or to be changed or perverted or mistaken in some manner. And that will enable you to move away from that perspective or attitude, to catch yourself before that grows too strong or overwhelms or you get lost in that. And then focus on those things that do work. And each time when you feel that attitude and sense, that knowing of that guiding spirit, when you get that response, that inkling, and then you attempt to follow it the best that you can, you do, see what takes place, see what unfolds, and as you do this, you'll be able to rely on that more and more. Now, you also need to consider that not all things that are the most beneficial and the best things to do for you may show itself immediately, that you have to have patience within this process. So I've written several different practices you can do in association with this overall objective. And the first is one of evaluating your own intentions, as I've discussed in a previous talk. And that is really determining if this is how you want to live. You want truth, the real, the universe, a guiding spirit, that teaching to convey to you if you are accepting of that. And if you wish to attempt to follow it in your life in a practical step-by-step manner, and that means whatever comes about you attempt to do, or you don't want to do that. And if you follow it and place yourself toward following, remember any time that you have questions, to go back, follow your way back. If you don't understand something, then go back to the previous stage or step. That is, if you're not understanding the end result, examine your assumptions, examine the conditions that you are living under or conditioning that you're placing yourself within, because whatever you focus upon, whatever you limit yourself to, wherever your desires are, whatever conditioning that you have, that will limit and become a screen through which the guidance comes, and it will alter the focus. So when you attempt to let the guidance come rather than your personal desires. And this is where you catch yourself as much as you can whenever you feel inclined to do something of a personal nature or fear or object. where you don't want to do it, and it's based out of your own conditions or habits or attitudes, not necessarily that of the wheel, and you try to at least place it aside for a short time, as much as you can, place your heart and breath and intention upon the highest that you can, and listen, perceive, feel, get a sense of what is the right thing to do. So I've written several different practices you can approach and do at your leisure. And while you will likely not remember all of these, they'll be here in this talk for your reference. And then I'll also put them for reference on different websites, including this one, spirituallearning.com, worldlight.com, worldlight.org. So I'll read these to you now, and you can rest in that and feel it. Feel what is being guided toward, the attitude and the sense that comes to you behind it, because this is the attitude and sense you desire to have grow more and more. First, examine all thoughts and attitudes as they come up, relating to guidance and relying upon the universe to help you lead you and place your intention and position yourself toward this guidance, toward this real teaching, each time there is any wavering or doubt. Breathe in, heart. Breathe out, breath expanding. Open the arms and raise them up, receiving. Place yourself toward the breath of the real. Express. In, out, feel that guiding, leading you. Rest in this. Now here are four nature meditations. On the in-breath, you repeat quietly to yourself. And on the out-breath, the first phrase you repeat quietly to yourself, you feel it, experience it on the in-breath. And on the out-breath, you feel and experience the second phrase. Go in. As the tree raises its branches to the sun, out. May I welcome you in my heart. And then you breathe in and out. And each time you have that phrase upon the lips of your heart, the intention within yourself, you feel it, you experience it. You let yourself take part in this, and you let the real guide you and lead you. And each time you feel this becoming more and more and more until you rest in that and you don't need the words anymore to guide you, but you lead and are led to and feel that one guiding spirit. Again, as the tree raises its branches to the sun, May I welcome you in my heart. And a second one. In, as the flower blooms in spring. Out, may I unfold in your love. As the flower blooms in spring, breathing in, may I unfold in your love, breathing out. In, as the grass receives the rain and grows, out, may I receive your guidance and live. As the grass receives the rain and grows, in, may I receive your guidance and live. Out. The in-breath. As the tree receives your breath. Out. May I hear and know your voice. That breath of wind, of spirit, of the air. Of that guidance. In, as the tree receives your breath, out, may I hear and know your voice. So these are some things you can do as nature meditations. Here's one that you can concentrate and focus upon, and there are many of these, but each one is important not only for the object or the tone of what you're working with, the intention from the immediate experience, but also important and valuable as a means of slowing the mind, focusing yourself upon something. You can't be receptive in an open channel unless you can keep that open. And so in meditation, you're receiving and becoming. In concentration, you're focusing outwardly upon something, but it is through this concentration and then relaxing more and more and feeling it more that it changes and turns to meditation. But whenever you might have a thought or feeling or attitude that drifts away, gently bring yourself back as you would a kind movement toward a baby learning to walk or a horse that you're leading to learn how to pick up a gait, that is to learn how to be trained to do activity. You're training your mind with kindness and your attitude. Be kind to yourself. First, concentrate upon a candle. Let the light grow and feel yourself part of this everlasting light. Do this for about 10 minutes, tops, no more, and bring your thoughts back to the light any time they may drift away. Another concentration. Take a picture or drawing of a dove. Place it in front of you at eye level, so you don't have to move your head away, and looking at this, being relaxed, sitting quietly with the straight back, the head upon the straight upon the spine, breathing through the belly, relaxing, following the in-breath, out-breath. Concentrate upon the image of a dove. Feel the inspiration grow. And take wing, take flight with this guidance. 15 minutes, tops. And if you can't do it for 15 minutes, then less. 5 minutes. 2 minutes. 3 minutes. Then bring yourself back to it again. But when you do and you're comfortable with it, 15 minutes tops. Place yourself in heart. In the heart and mind of your beloved, the guiding, leading universe. Allow it and feel it unfold in your heart. Feel how nature leads all. Feel how the natural life is such that it's always right. And in this, placing that in your heart and yourself in heart first, in that greater heart, that greater guiding, in the heart, mind of your beloved, the whole universe, all that exists, the real, the true, the guiding, leading universe, allow it and feel it unfold in your heart. No more than 10 minutes. Another concentration meditation. Feel the wind carry the mist over the mountain and deposit it on the other side as rain. Identify with this feeling and let yourself be carried toward the truth. Feel the wind carry the stream that evaporates when it runs into the desert and cannot cross the desert on its own. Feel the wind carry the stream over the desert as mist and reassemble it on the far side as rain falling. And feel guidance. Bring carrying you. Here's another one. Examine all situations in which you feel the guiding spirit called intuition, or that examine any situation that comes to mind in which you have felt that guiding spirit through the intuition, and do this only one at a time, each one at a time, and only as it comes up. You don't need to dwell on it more than one or two or three times, but open the door, keep it open for yourself so that you'll feel this and experience the many times in your life that has taken place. And each time that you do this, and examining means not trying to figure it out and think through it, but to experience again, rest in this experience and breath. Let that grow and strengthen. Feel its presence. Be there with it. It with you. And by doing so, you'll get to have an object of attunement through which you can move toward that acceptance of the guidance and the real teaching. Here's another approach. Before you act or do something, it can be anything. It can be simple. It can be extraordinarily complex. Pause. Connect your breath to the guiding spirit. Become receptive. Feel what is being conveyed to you, and then follow it and test it out. Use this as a means of decision making rather than the intellect alone. And when it's right, it will be in harmony with the intellect and inner action and outer activity, and that knowing will grow, and the ability to rely on that will grow. The teaching will become more present. Another, concentrate upon a great teacher or prophet. And you can use a picture, a painting of one. You can use the image and feeling within your heart and the breath and your mind on one. You don't need to have a photograph or picture of one, but they can be useful if they're a real, live, or living teacher. But concentrate upon a great teacher or prophet. Connect to this being and feel this guidance, the guidance being that is comes through this being. Feel it bringing through to you, conveying to you. Follow what unfolds. Another, place yourself toward that only teacher and the great teaching. In the same manner that you place yourself toward the prophet, let it grow to the source of that. As the prophet and the great teacher would say, I am not the source in and of myself, but it is the one, that universe, the all, the real truth which guides, and I am the conveyor, the middle person in that. And you become that yourself. You place yourself toward that only teacher and great teaching. And you do this by breathing love and following that thread. Breathe love. Breathe as much love in as you can, as much love out as you can. Feel that love going to the guiding spirit, that only teacher, that great teaching. And falling in love with this, letting it guide you, lift you, and lead you. And the last one for this particular exercise and practice or set of practices, which is certainly not the last of all, but only one more thing you can do, is through recitation and attunement. And it's through recitation and attunement of what is called holy names or phrases or sacred names and phrases, because these words have power, these phrases have power, and there's the intention to attune to the real through that, using it as a means of connecting. And then through the recitation, be it verbal initially, and then quietly on the mind, in the words that are unspoken, and then the refinement of that to the feeling and experience of that, what happens is that you not only attune to it, but what you do is you become part of it, and it becomes part of you. And the mind quiets, the thinking quiets, the attitudes rest in this and change toward this. So here's the practice. Repeat a recitation of what has been called a sacred name or phrase. Attune to it. Then, with your mind quiet and your heart open, pose a question and see what comes to you as a response. See what bubbles up to the surface, or see what you feel, or see what you know. Or, after repeating the recitation, the sacred name or phrase, and attune to this, then with your mind quiet and your heart open, approach the guidance and see what happens. And in both cases, follow it as much as you can. So here are some starting practices or continuing practices in which you can experience approaches and strengthening